You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast with host Fifi Peters.
So how many of you are experiencing load shedding currently or are anticipating load shedding? One of the analysts we usually speak with said he's got an hour left to cook his dinner because that's when his power is going to get cut. But nonetheless, Eskom earlier today announcing that load shedding would begin again. And this is darkening the country's growth and employment prospects. That is according to a research house, PwC, which expects load shedding to cost the country almost 350,000 jobs this year, as well as a shave off much needed growth on the economy. But here to tell us more about their forecasts is Dr. Christine Fulyun, who is an economist at PwC. Christine, thanks so much for your time. Just 350,000 is a huge number in terms of job losses. How did you arrive here? And is this the worst that it could get?
Well, I guess there are several ways that we could look at this, and you can do simple calculations, very complex calculations. We basically just took a perspective on how much South Africa's economy is not growing because of load shedding. That's about 3 percentage points. So the forecast for economic growth this year is maybe 4%. It could have been 7% if we didn't have load shedding. And with that 3 percentage points of less growth, it means less business growth, less employment growth, and then with some calculations, we got to this estimate of about 350,000 jobs that we could have added this year were it not for load shedding.
And would your research have gone in as deep as to identify which sectors could have added these jobs?
We don't have separate numbers for different industries. The bottom line is that every single industry, every sector, every geography, every city, every town is being affected by this. Mm. I had a question this morning about the impact on agriculture, where electricity is a very big input. Same with mining, manufacturing. Every small business needs electricity. And now you have to spend money on generators, solar panels, fuel for those generators. So it's affecting the whole economy. There really isn't any industry or sector that has been able to really jump free from the situation.
I mean, talking about those other sources of power, you know, notwithstanding the generators, but also the sources from your more renewable sectors, are you seeing interventions of trying to beef up this sector to eventually reduce demand for or from the national grid? Are you seeing those interventions starting to bear fruit and thus minimize the impact of load shedding on the economy and jobs?
Well, we're seeing businesses and individuals investing in this kind of technology. So at the moment, we have about 40,000, they're called prosumers, not just consumers, prosumers. So they produce electricity and they consume it. It might be someone that's got solar power on their house on the roof and they feed some power into the system. We're seeing so many of these opportunities and new technologies being introduced. People are spending money in order to get off the electricity grid. We're also seeing that there are increasing amounts of municipalities that are looking at this as a way of improving the reliability of the supply that they can give to their customers. So most certainly, where it's affordable, where people can actually put the money in, they are doing this. But then again, it is the people, it is the companies that can actually spend money on this that are benefiting. The small businesses are struggling. They cannot afford this. The low-income households cannot afford this. So there's an element of inequality in this ability to get away from the grid and improve the reliability of the electricity you are using.
Mm. Is there any sort of light at the end of the tunnel or an approach of looking at the glass half full in this energy crisis in the country?
Well, as we know, electricity load shedding was just announced an hour or two ago. So, I mean, at the moment, I think many people that might be listening on the radio, maybe they've got a battery-powered radio, the electricity is off, they might be saying, well, there is almost no light at the end of the tunnel. I think the one thing that we could maybe mention is this move to renewable energy. Last week, we saw an announcement about another list of 24 preferred bidders for renewable energy, which the energy minister announced. We know this week there's the announcement that international economies will be supporting South Africa's move towards a greener energy future. So it is not easy to find these positives, but we have these opportunities. The progress might be slow, but we are moving in the right direction. It's not going to turn the lights on tonight, and it might not resolve the problem next week or next month, but it is a small step in the right direction if we want to try and find a positive.
All right. Dr. Christie, thanks so much for giving us that detail. Dr. Christie Folyun, the economist at PwC.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.